The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Richmond can no longer have a casino. On Tuesday, Governor Glenn Youngkin signed a bill that removes Richmond from the list of places that can host one. This comes after the city's voters rejected a proposal to build a casino in Southside Richmond for the second time. Another bill Youngkin signed would prevent do-overs for votes within 3 years of a rejection. He is still considering legislation adding Petersburg to the list of eligible host cities. Beginning in July, all children up to the age of 5 in Virginia will be eligible to receive a free book each month as Dolly Parton's Imagination Library expands in the Commonwealth. Currently, the program serves portions of the state through the mail, but legislation from Chesterfield delegate Carrie Coyner will help make the program statewide. Coyner says she wrote the bill because of her desire to bolster early literacy skills.
It's a win for kids across Virginia to get books in their hands. They're able to get skills and knowledge of how they can continue to build on those literacy skills.
The Imagination Library aims to help prepare children for school and build their own collection of books. Governor Glenn Youngkin signed Coyner's bill into law last week. New charging stations for electric vehicles are coming to Fredericksburg, Hampton Roads, Harrisonburg, Richmond, Southside, and Southwest Virginia. The Virginia Mercury reports 18 new EV charging stations will be built along some interstate routes. The Virginia Department of Transportation received around $11 million for the project from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Federal standards say EV charging stations must be at least 50 miles apart and provide at least 150 kilowatts per charging port. State lawmakers and advocates held a press conference in Richmond on Wednesday, calling on Governor Glenn Youngkin to approve a prescription drug affordability board in the Commonwealth. Central Virginia resident Savannah Morris has lived with Crohn's disease since she was 15. Recently, she's had to cut back on medication to make ends meet.
Between paying the debt from my surgeries, college tuition, and school fees, supplies for my ileostomy bag, and medications related to my mental health, I've had to make hard decisions about what I can and can't afford.
The Affordability Board, if created, would be able to set price caps on medications. Opponents of the bill say setting caps on drug prices could push pharmaceutical companies to take their drugs off the market. Youngkin has until Monday to act on all remaining bills. 11 cows died earlier this week in an Augusta County collision involving three vehicles. Just before noon on Monday, an SUV attempted to pass a tractor-trailer carrying the cattle north on Interstate 81. The SUV struck the tractor-trailer, causing it to hit another vehicle, according to WRIC. The tractor-trailer left the highway and turned over, killing the cows. No people were seriously injured in the incident. Hanover's Board of Supervisors held a public hearing Wednesday night to discuss next year's tax rates and county budget. This year's budget includes a 4% salary increase for county employees, as well as a number of investments in Hanover's school and public safety buildings. Residents like Kip Davis, a former county supervisor, expressed their support towards the county's priorities.
I ask you to remember your primary responsibility and ensure that you do not cut corners with the sheriff or the new fire chief, or more importantly, their employees. These are the essential services.
The board will consider adopting its proposed budget during its meeting on April 10th. A federal judge says a lawsuit filed by two Richmond residents against a white nationalist group may proceed. WRIC reports that two Battery Park residents sued Patriot Front and over a dozen members after Arthur Ashe's mural was defaced and tagged with symbols tied to the group in 2021. The lawsuit argues that Patriot Front and its members violated the federal Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, which provides safeguards against intimidation and violence. Henrico County was recently awarded a $10 million grant to fund its crisis response and mental health services. VPM News reporter Lyndon German has more on the project.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin recently announced the grant recipients of the Right Help, Right Now initiative. The program aims to support building up behavioral health resources in the Commonwealth. Henrico officials plan to use its funds to construct a multi-million dollar crisis response and detox treatment facility.
What we've learned is that jails and hospitals are not the right place to treat people that are in mental health crisis.
That's Michael Feinmel, Henrico's deputy county manager for public safety.
When the goal is to create and develop the resources and the pathways to connect people that need help into the right place.
Although there's no timeline for when the facility will be operational, Feinmel said the county will continue to assess its crisis response network as the county works to implement alternative forms of care and prevention strategies. Lyndon German, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.